Good morning, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Joe Ritchie Ortiz Ford in Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Joe Ritchie Ortiz Ford in Bad Axe. And by Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebewing. Member FDIC. Christopher Donald Heron was arraigned in Huron County District Court by Judge Ferris on multiple felony charges, including delivering and manufacture of methamphetamine, weapons possession by a prohibited person, carrying a concealed weapon, and two counts of felony firearm. He also faces a misdemeanor charge of open intoxicants in a vehicle. According to court records, the felony controlled substance charge carries a potential of up to 20 years in prison and a $25,000 fine. The weapons charge each carries penalties of up to 5 years in prison and fines, with the felony firearm charge adding 2 year consecutive sentences. Heron entered a not guilty plea for the misdemeanor charge. A plea for the felony charges was not entered at this arraignment. A probable cause conference and plea cutoff are scheduled for June 4th, 2026 at 9 a.m. The preliminary examination and subsequent plea cutoff hearing are set for June 12th, 2026 at 2 p.m. Bond for the felony case remains at $25,000 cash or surety. The misdemeanor bond was set at 3,510%. Conditions of bond include prohibitions against alcohol and controlled substances, random drug and alcohol testing, and potential tether monitoring. And Dennis Anthony Telerac appeared in Huron County District Court before Judge Ferris on charges of driving with a suspended, revoked, or denied license. The alleged incident occurred on May 21, 2026. The misdemeanor charge carries the potential penalties of up to 93 days in jail or a $500 fine. A plea of not guilty was entered on Mr. Telerac's behalf. Looking ahead, the prosecution is mandated to provide a plea offer, discovery, and witness lists by June 10, 2026. A plea cutoff hearing is scheduled for July 2, 2026 at 9:30 a.m., requiring the defendant's in-person attendance. The date also serves as the final deadline for entering a plea or filing motions. Attorney Michael Morosky has been appointed as counsel for Mr. Telerac. Bond was set at $3,500 personal recognizance, meaning no immediate payment is required. However, failure to appear for future proceedings will result in fines, costs, and potential jail time. And in Huron County District Court, Leobardo Garcia Meneses was formally arraigned by Judge Ferris for a misdemeanor charge of operating while intoxicated. The alleged incident occurred on or about May 21st, 2026. The OWI charge carries a significant potential penalties, including up to 93 days in jail, fines ranging from $100 to $500, and up to 360 hours of community service and possible vehicle immobilization, ignition interlock services, and license sanctions from the Secretary of State. During the arraignment, Attorney Michael Morosky represented Meneses for the initial proceedings. A plea of not guilty was entered on Meneses' behalf. Following the arraignment, Attorney Kyle O'Mara has been appointed to represent Meneses for the remainder of the case. The court has established a clear timeline for the upcoming legal process. The prosecutor is mandated to provide a completed plea offer form along with all discovery, witness lists, and exhibit lists by June 10, 2026. A critical plea cutoff hearing is scheduled for June 30th, 2026 at 1 p.m. Meneses is required to attend this hearing in person as it marks the final date for entering a plea or filing any motions in the case. Bond for Meneses was set at $3,500, requiring a 10% payment of $350 for his release. The bond comes with stringent conditions aimed at ensuring public safety and compliance. Meneses is prohibited from possessing or consuming alcohol or controlled substances. He is also barred from entering establishments where alcohol is sold or served for on-premises consumption, such as bars and restaurants, and from any locations where alcohol and controlled substances are used or possessed. Furthermore, Manessis must comply with pretrial services and adhere to all recommendations regarding random drug and alcohol testing. When we come back from this Bayport State Bank sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
Sally, did you know this year marks the 130th year of the Possum Farm?
Wow, that's great, Frank. How do you know it's the 130th year?
Because this year is also Bayport State Bank's 130th year anniversary. My great-great-great-grandpa started the Possum Farm the same year they opened.
Really?
Yep. He only got the farm because Bayport State Bank gave him a loan to buy the land with an old barn on it.
Wow, Frank. That is the most interesting thing I've ever heard about the Possum Farm. That means Bayport State Bank has been taking care of your family for six generations.
That's great. They've always taken great care of us and the possums.
Oh, Frank, I guess you're right. Bayport State Bank is the locally owned bank serving the agricultural, business, and personal banking needs in our area for 130 years.
They sure are. I should go see them about another possum barn.
Oh, Frank.
Whether you're upgrading your farm, needing a business loan, or have a home remodeling project in the future, Bayport State Bank is here to help. With four locations in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, Bayport State Bank, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our national news, Knicks advance in postseason with decisive victory over Cavaliers. The New York Knicks secured a commanding 109-93 victory over the Cleveland Cavaliers on Friday, moving within two wins of securing a spot in the NBA Finals. The game was characterized by a dominant defensive performance in the second half, which successfully neutralized Cleveland's primary scoring options. Sports analysts highlighted the team's efficient ball movement and strong rebounding, which generated crucial second-chance points throughout the fourth quarter. The series will now shift back to New York, where the team aims to capitalize on home court advantage. And in our international news, Laos modernizes financial infrastructure via digital platform integration. The government of Laos announced a major upgrade to its sovereign financial ecosystem on Friday by enabling secure monetary transactions through mainstream messaging platforms. The digital initiative connects local bank accounts and existing mobile wallets directly to digital communication networks. The central bank stated that creating an integrated digital payment ecosystem will drastically lower transaction barriers for small businesses and rural populations. The project represents a key milestone in the nation's long-term strategy to digitize its domestic economy and improve financial inclusion. When we come back from this Orders for Joe Ritchie sponsor message, we'll continue with our obituaries.
Are you looking to replace your vehicle? Then think Ortis first. That's Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. Call the sales team at 989-269-8472 for all your new and used car needs. Or visit them online at Ortis.com. Ortis Ford can deliver your new vehicle right to your door. At Ortis Ford and Bad Axe, you'll find a great selection of new and used late model cars, trucks, and vans. You will always get your best price along with superior service before and after the sale. Ortis has vehicles in every price range. If you don't see the model and color you require on the lot, Ortis has a locator service that can find what you're looking for fast. The service department offers the works package that includes oil change, tire rotation, and full safety inspection. Ortis also sells tires with different specials rotating all of the time. The body shop is available for your repairs, and we offer free estimates and loaners. Just call 989-269-9000.
We have no obituaries to report at this time. And that's been your local and national and international news, which you can get from anywhere, anytime, right here on thumbnet.net, as with your obituaries and weather. And this from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Joe Ritchie Ortis Ford in Bannock. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Joe Ritchie Ortis Ford in Bannock. And by Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bannock, and Sebring. Member FDIC.